Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. So glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, it's been a difficult week with the fight against Hezbollah in the north. In one incident, Hezbollah attempted twice to hit an Air Force aircraft using small surface-to-air missiles, but failed. There have been many confrontations and attacks, which tragically resulted in several deaths and injuries. A commander of an armored brigade was seriously injured from a Hezbollah explosive drone, with 8 soldiers wounded. In another incident, an IDF combat soldier was seriously wounded, a combat officer was moderately wounded, and soldiers were lightly wounded, including a female combat soldier who was an operational documenter. A Hezbollah drone attack also wounded 10 soldiers and their brigade commander. Tragically, 24-year-old Captain Maoz Israel Reknati, platoon commander of the Golani Brigade, fell in battle by mortar fire. He was supposed to get married in 1 month. The IDF also announced 27-year-old Major Reservist Itamar Sapir was killed in combat. Sapir served as a company commander in the elite Maglan unit. He is survived by his wife and their 1.5-year-old son. In a letter which he left behind, he wrote, "How amazing it is that I fought in the Israeli army after such a long exile."
Wow, that is heartbreaking. The battle has been difficult indeed, Suzanne.
Yes, Stephen. In the midst of that, the IDF was able to strike over 24 Hezbollah terror infrastructure sites in several areas in southern Lebanon. Among them were weapon storage facilities, command centers, and additional infrastructure sites from which terrorists operated to advance terror attacks against IDF soldiers and the State of Israel. One of those weapon sites was embedded within a building previously used as a civilian medical clinic, located just meters away from a mosque. At another location, the IDF struck Hezbollah surveillance equipment positioned inside a civilian structure, used to monitor and direct terror activity against IDF soldiers. Precautions were taken to remove any threat to civilians before striking. Hezbollah continues to operate from within and close to civilian medical infrastructure, including religious sites and medical clinics, and exploits them in order to execute terror attacks against Israeli civilians and IDF soldiers. You've probably noticed, Stephen, that many tragic strikes to the IDF lately came from drones. The IDF's temporary solution to this threat is, oddly, wire mesh. So far, about 158,000 square meters of mesh have been supplied to the soldiers in southern Lebanon to cover their vehicles, etc., and the IDF plans to double that amount.
Well, let's pray that that works and eliminates further killing from these drones. Is there anything happening in the south, Suzanne?
Yes, in Gaza, Stephen, the IDF eliminated the last senior architect of October 7th, who held many of the hostages. This Hamas terrorist was responsible for the murder, kidnapping, and harm of thousands of Israeli civilians and IDF soldiers. He cruelly held Israeli abductees captive and sent terror attacks against their forces. This week, Israel's defense establishment raised its level of readiness and operational alertness to its highest level, while carrying out strategic preparedness measures. The steps are taken as the result of updated intelligence assessments indicating that strikes in Iran could resume at any moment.
Wow, how difficult this must be for the Israelis. We most certainly need to keep praying for them. Is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
Yes, Stephen, there's a few things. A historic meeting took place in Jerusalem. The first ever ambassador of Somaliland to Israel, Dr. Mohamed Hagi, arrived and presented his credentials to Israel's President Herzog. This is a new nation that desires to establish an embassy in Jerusalem. Another interesting happening, Prime Minister Netanyahu, alongside Israeli Transport Minister Marie Regev, announced Israel's Eastern Railway project at the Samaria Diabi station to ease congestion and accelerate nationwide travel. Prime Minister Netanyahu said the project would benefit, quote, all of our citizens, Jews and Arabs alike, unquote. On May 21st, the Jewish people celebrate the biblical holiday of Shavuot. To us Christians, that's Pentecost. This ancient pilgrimage festival remembers the giving of the law to Israel at Mount Sinai. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Hezbollah to adhere to the current ceasefire and a long-term peace agreement established between Israel, Lebanon, and Iran. Completely dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles and drones. For full recovery to those soldiers, officers wounded this week. Freedom and liberty restored to Iranians, to Lebanese, and Gazans from under their terrorist regimes. Canadians having courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout Canada as well. And declare Psalm 67, especially verse 2, for God's saving power, deliverance, and salvation among all nations. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's always my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you, until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.